Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I'm Paul Hawksby.
This is Max Rushton.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show, where we were joined by David Lloyd, Bumble. The cricket was just winding down to a conclusion when we spoke to him, and he was raging, but he was on good form and he was funny. And you'll discover who he blamed for the debacle that went on over in India. We also chatted to Adam Lafondre, formerly of Reading and Bolton and other fine clubs, these days plying his trade, as they say in football terms, in Mumbai City.
Yeah, it was live reaction from India for the test result.
That's right. So we brought you that. We had a birthday spread.
We did. Let's not give it away.
It was another thriller, wasn't it? It
Absolutely.
Was probably one of the best so far in terms of a competition. And you'll hear that. And we had a chat about various things. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Max.
Good afternoon, Paul. And I know we are going to talk to Bumble, but I mean, and this wicket isn't good enough, is it? Because
it's the 08717. I don't think it is.
But there is something amazing about Test cricket, and I know you'd, like you were saying just before the show, this is what you want on day four and day five. But where every delivery you have butterflies, and you sort of make an involuntary groan because it's just gone past the bat, or it's an LB shout, or something. It has been absolutely brilliant. Just a bit early, I think.
It has been brilliant, but I think Chris Nash was saying not to play that. It's not a good advert for Test cricket, is it? It's going to inspire people to go and play Test cricket. And it's not, you know, I don't think they're going to be particularly happy with the groundsman, because that's at least 2 days, possibly 3 days telly revenue they would have missed out on. You expect a Test match to go 4 days, possibly the end of 3 days, but not two. And revenue. I'm sure if India win, they won't be quite as upset. But still, it's not a chief exec's pitch, is it?
No. You just need... It's not good for the corporate hospitality on day four, is it?
Yeah.
It's just a shame. One partnership, just one... If England could have just done in either innings one partnership, and you'd be in the box seat.
But
with
India
this
weren't
test
much
match.
Better.
No, they
this is the thing. This is why it's stupid to say that they, you know, what they're looking at sort of 50 odd, 52, and so you're thinking, you know, we got a chance.
Absolutely.
Would have helped if we got to 100. We're all sitting there saying, if we can just get to 100.
What's funny, isn't it, is as every batsman comes in, you think, oh, this is Ollie Pope's time, and then it gets down
to his moment.
If Stuart Broad could just get a quick 70, if Jofra can stay in more than
and
seven balls,
Jack Leach does that straight six. And you think we're off.
Here we go. Another 20 of those, Jack. You'll be fine. Now, Spurs, come on. They hammered the pellets of Wolfsburg.
They did. They hammered the pellets
Dele
of Wolfsburg.
Dele Alli scored a goal. Spurs are back, Paul. All that worry about Mourinho, they're back.
I'm as delighted to see Dele do the sort of things he does well. I will slightly temper that with his two performances like that, where he's looked like the old Dele, popping up in good positions, making good passes, scoring a great goal. Doing the simple things, you know. Apart from the fact it was a fairly audacious overhead kick, there wasn't a lot of donkey kicks and back heels and taps, and you know, he just did the important things.
Jose praised the globality of his performance.
I did see that, but let's temper that by saying the only two times he's done that this season were against Wolfsberger and Marine.
Yes.
So if he goes and does it in a Premier League game, if he's given the chance to do it in a Premier League game and does that, then I'll say Dele is back. But I will, you know.
But they might as well. I mean, what else are they going to do? They just might as well give him a go.
But when in Premier League games, he's not looked like that. True. He's looked on the periphery. He's been trying things that never come off. Mm. He's not popping up in the right areas. He's not putting in killer balls because they're getting cut out. So, you know, when there's a step up at the moment, he's not been able to do it. So we'll see. Let's hope it's right. but bailed it very well as well. A couple of things. Everybody's talking about Pep's Crombie. It's not, I mean, an overcoat with a club logo on the back. I mean, he makes it look good, but very few of us
does
could.
Does he? Does he?
Possibly not. So the TalkSport club shop, we're going to get a TalkSport branded Crombie in there, I think.
Marvellous.
So if you want a nice overcoat with a bright black and yellow logo on the back. Any other items kind of interesting? If you've always had a great idea. When I worked at Chelsea, I would be sometimes people, if the head of merchandising was busy or marketing was busy, I'd have a meeting with someone or they were away and somebody would come in and say, I've got the Premier League licensed musical toilet rolls and we've got, we can come and see you and you it plays Chelsea or blue is the colour when you, yeah. It's that sort of thing.
So yeah,
I have that kind of yay or nay power, the old thumbs up or thumb. Well, I wouldn't, I'd pass it
like
on to the
Empronero in the Colosseum, weren't you?
Pass it on to the people that mattered, but that's the sort of thing that
yes. So, like, I think what we're looking for today are the worst official branded merchandise that you've found. For example, yeah. Billy said, when I was at university, my mum sent me some Sunderland organic lip balm.
Was it quite bitter? I imagine it would be, wasn't it, really?
Or if you want to suggest things for the TalkSport shop, yeah. We'll take them to management. Matty says, a Barry Glendening energy drink called Bazza's Aid. So, yeah, those two things would be
to
marvellous.
Get you from 0 to 4. In a matter of hours.
The Hawksby and Jacobs daily podcast from TalkSport.
Ah! Beats him straight away. Folks thinks he's got him. Root thinks he's got him. And the finger's gone up.
Root game. And he bowled him. Washington Sundar is beaten by a beauty. Down comes Akshar. Drives. He's caught at short extra cover. Oh, Joe Root, what are you doing?
Here's Root. Oh, top edge sweep. It's gone up into the air. Does Joe Root have a fourth wicket underneath it? Is Zach Crawley who takes the catch?
Root to Jasprit Bumrah. Gets across. He stumps. It's hit him on the back leg and the finger has gone up. Joe Root has picked up his fifth wicket.
Zach Crawley batted beautifully in the first innings for his 53. And he's going to not have the relative comfort of Seamus. Bowled him! First delivery! England and North for one, first ball. Here is Axon, a hat-trick, Johnny Bairstow. Plays a slot sweep, he's done LBW! Axon Patel has a hat-trick. Bairstow sweeping his first delivery. He's reviewed it. Missing! Oh! He's bouncing over the top! Here's Axon Patel, bowls Johnny Bairstow! He's bowled him! It's impossible to keep up.
Well, that's how the morning unfolded, live and exclusively over on TalkSport 2.
Pretty calm day, wasn't it?
And it's the information hasn't always got through. You thought they'd be taking an early dinner, but they are back out there. India are now 6 without loss. Joe Root's on, our frontline bowler, so we can only pray and get a wicket. So the target is what now?
49.
Joining us now, former England player and coach, David Lloyd. Good afternoon, Bumble.
Yes, good afternoon.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. I don't even think I need to ask you. Have you witnessed anything quite as bizarre as this?
No, many questions. I mean, most of the questions directed at Dubai, at the ICC. Is this acceptable? Is this what you think is acceptable for a test match pitch? It's a yes or no.
Hmm. Explain to, you know, listeners who aren't necessarily huge cricket fans, what is wrong with this pitch?
Well, there isn't one. That's exactly it. It's not been prepared. And just to explain it, when the ball pitches, it takes a divot out of the pitch. And this is going to finish a test match. A five-day game is going to finish after just over a day and a half. And to explain why it's unacceptable, when a spin bowler bowls it, it pitches and goes straight to first slip, who stood wide. You know, that is a complete nonsense. Mm.
So the process is, it's obviously prepared by the ground staff and the ICC oversee it and they okay it once they give it the rubber stamp, Bumble, before the test starts.
Oh, no. You know, first up there, it's not being prepared. There's no preparation. They've obviously just put some stumps in. The ICC regulated, or their man on the spot is the match referee. Mm. So the match referee will give his report and then ICC as a body would react. And so it's a simple question. We've seen two pitches, one in Chennai and this one here. Is it acceptable for test match cricket? Simple.
They're apparently playing here again in the next test, but on a different wicket, I understand, Bumble.
Yeah, it'll be a different pitch for the fourth test match. but it'll be similar to this. But I just cannot. I know I'm like a broken record. Everybody needs to get in touch with ICC. Do you think this is acceptable for Test match cricket? And, you know, you can bring it back to the UK. You look at pitches prepared in the UK. Ask any chief executive down at the Oval or Boyd's where you lads are, would you like this sort of pitch? Because the revenue for Test match grounds in England comes from one, ticket sales, and two, from hospitality, the commercial aspect of the game, particularly over 4 days. Now, if you're finishing a day and a half, you're on a disaster. Is it acceptable?
So, in terms of you know, the England performance, then, does that mean, look, it's the same, you know, some people say, well, it's the same for both sides, this pitch, so it doesn't necessarily excuse how England have played, or do you give them a pass in this Test match because the pitch is as you said, it is, you know, just turning a foot one delivery and then going straight on the next?
Right, I'll come to England in a minute. The India are accepted as the best players of spin bowling in the world. Some fantastic players. Joe Root, an occasional bowler, has just got 5 for 8.
Mm.
That's telling you all you need to know. England, to be critical, I would say that they haven't picked up line, they haven't picked up length, they've not read the situation, they've not played well, but you need an enormous amount of luck to get anything on that pitch. India were bowled out for spit, and they're the best players in the world, and Joe Root has got 5 for nothing. It reminds me of Alan Border, one of the greatest players back in the day, Australian captain in India, got 7 wickets. Alan Border.
You're right. There is a natural order to things, and you're right. Root getting a 5 for, really. For 8, especially, not for 108 or 208, is bizarre. They've just gone off, Bumble, bizarrely. They came on for 2... I don't know what's going on. They thought we're going to take an early dinner. They've gone off, come on for 2 overs, and they've gone off again. What's going on? That's bizarre.
Yeah, that's the chef.
He wasn't ready. They'd called him out. That's right. I just need another 10 minutes in the microwave for these pies.
The wonderful chef. He's very temperamental. You've got to get there on time.
Bubba, what would you do for the next test then? I shouldn't write off England's chances yet. You never know. Root can rip a few, but yeah, it's unlikely.
It's not looking good at the moment.
What would you do for the next test?
Well, all talk about the selection of the team, but I think that they were hamstrung in what they could select because Moeen Ali has gone home. And my understanding, I might be wrong, but my understanding, it's out of the players' hands. They're told well in advance that you'll be here for this and then you'll go because of COVID and the restrictions and the welfare of the players, etc. And Don Best, the young kid who's been at bowls off spin, who lost it completely when he played in that final innings, it would appear that he's unselectable, and that's why you see Root bowling off spin. So what they could have done, they played 3 quick bowlers plus Stokes, so they've gone one too many there from what we've seen. Now you could play another batsman if they've got another batsman out there, play another batter. That's an option. But the spin bowling option, obviously they've gone with Leach as the number one spinner and said that needs must, Root is your backup.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
You've been telling us off the back of Pep's liveried Crombie with a Man City logo on the back, which was an unusual bit of kit.
I think it's fair.
You don't often see it on a smart overcoat like that. But you've been telling us about some stuff for the TalkSport shop.
New merchandise for the TalkSport shop. Ed says, could we get an authorised roll of blue carpet embossed with Andy's Long Run?
That's a great idea. Liam's, yes. I think, is good. I should bring you this because off the back of the bar dancing video that went out yesterday, surely there must be a market for the Max Rushton TalkSport shiny hot pants. That whole outfit, the stripy t-shirt, the trainers, the very tight brief shorts, should be available like a fancy dress outfit when people can go to a party again.
Yesterday or the day before, I started practicing the dance just to see, could I make another
banging
viral
a chair.
Video? Exactly.
The someone Max Rushton afternoon spoons dance.
Laura Wood should be the girl in the video. And then Alan Brazil could be the bloke on the phone in the background.
Yeah.
We could do a whole talk sport.
We can have
one.
The DJ. We could do that. We'll put it onto the back of the telly.
Sure.
That's where it's like a phoenix from the flames from a talk sport point of view. What else we got? My mate Jay got a leather embossed Manchester United bracelet off his mum for Christmas, and he's 30 years old. It was the worst thing I've ever seen, says Bringy in Kingham.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Alan Pardew was in the Sun today. A little piece about life over in Bulgaria, where he's working. He's director of football in Sofia, and he's cleared something else. CSKA, right? Some people say CSKA.
Yes.
Some people say Cisca.
Yes.
But Alan Pards, he said it's pronounced Seskia.
Seskia.
Well, it certainly is in Bulgaria. It may be different in Russia. But now we know. Next, so when you want to turn it on the podcast and lord it over Jonathan Wilson,
yeah,
just chuck in a Seskia.
Oh, maybe I will. Well, we were discussing this morning about how to pronounce João Cancelo. And I heard somebody saying João Cancelo last night. And I've been saying Cancelo.
It's the Cancelo culture, isn't it?
It is the Cancelo culture, of course.
What's and going on at the moment?
You can't say anything these days. Wonderful player. I was thinking, well, Matt's just said, you know, there's still 3 days left. Why don't they just both start again tomorrow with this wicket? They could easily get another test. That's what they should do. Just get another test. Make it a five-day series.
That's a five-game series. They should have a beer match, shouldn't they?
Well, then it's the best of four, and that's, you know, that could be a drawn series. Now make it the best of five. But we were saying, now obviously, you know,
we've got some of the greats of world cricket next door, with time on their hands. So you want to turn them into the TalkSport players?
I think they could be on TalkSport too. We could just have a radio play going. They just sit down, they say, here are your scripts, there you are, Goffey, there you are, Harmy, KP, you know, you're signed for 5 days, you didn't know you're going to amateur dramatics.
What plays are you thinking?
What have I got so far? The Merchant of Dennis Lilly.
That's, oh yeah, yeah.
Peter Such Ado About Nothing.
That's nice. Is it a Shakespeare? You want a Midsummer Nick Knight's Dream, dear? You want that?
A Streetcar Named Retired Hurt.
That's good. What about the Cherry Orchard? You know, that's quite nice. The new Cherry Orchard. Mm. We'd have to have that, wouldn't we? Anything else? You got any others?
No more yet.
I've got one because Steve Smith would. It's a play about Steve Smith, who's had a lot of issues with his spine.
Yeah, okay.
And it'd be Crook Back in Anger.
Okay, yeah.
That's lovely. One for the Aussie listeners.
That's
lovely, you know, if you
want to help with this one, you absolutely can.
We need a play for the TalkSport players. They've got, so basically, with the first part is just the making of them, just getting the scripts, and then I think
Neil Manthorpe will go method, won't he?
I see Mark Nicholas as the leading man. Do you think so?
I'm not sure. I think Goffey won't take it kindly.
Goffey would be bottom, wouldn't he? Goffey and Harmy will be like the grave diggers and stuff. It'll be like, you know.
KP's the baddie, right? It's a panto. Yeah, it's probably a panto, isn't it?
Okay, well, you want a panto now. It's not very seasonal, is it? Listen, a panto in the middle of...
They've got to improvise, haven't they? Because they haven't got long to think about it.
I think so. Well, it doesn't have to be Shakespeare. You can do whatever you like.
Whatever
you like. Then, yes. If you feel they want to... They've got the TalkSport players. For the first time, they've got 2 days to put on a play. They're bound to say no. I doubt in the contracts that they signed, it said, maybe in the small print we should have put, if the test doesn't last the full 5 days, you'd be expected to put on a radio play on TalkSport 2.
Be great. What? Listen, they've got nothing in their diaries.
Goffey's storming in, said, I never said yes to that. Be great, wouldn't it?
Nothing in their diaries. Yeah. It would be great. Yeah. Forsooth, my liege.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
Is this a dagger I see? But it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've really got into the idea of it being Shakespeare. I think it'd be good, yeah. Well, okay, well, we'll leave it with you. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ.
On the subject of Pep's coat and terrible things that official branded things, this one is from Tom, who says, this is up there. New in the Coventry City Superstore, this is the December the 19th, 2014, is a large bottle of concentrated screen wash. Coventry City screen wash. It's sky blue, isn't it? Screen wash
Coventry
does
City screen
there
wash.
There is a photo.
It's more Chelsea. It's more Chelsea blue, isn't it?
It is.
It's a bit more. Right. It's a deeper blue than that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's, isn't it? It's.
You're right. I mean, it's blue enough, isn't it? It's easier for Coventry to do that than Stevenage. You know, it's harder. A red screen wash would
talking
be.
Of which, I said this to you earlier
talking
on.
Talking of Coventry-based screen wash.
Talking of. Really? Funny enough, I can segue into that, kind of. I'm talking about sky blue, effectively, or a light blue shirt, because you said to Dale Vinchester, the Forest Green chairman, was there any way he could sort out them losing to Southend last
bottom
night?
Bottom of the league, Southend, yes.
Because that would leave your team, Cambridge, at the top.
Yes.
And fair play to Dale. He is a lovely fellow.
Great
and
bloke,
he's obviously
isn't he?
Gone out of word with the management, and they did the necessary. And one of the Southend goals, what a screamer.
Nathan Ferguson, it was.
What a goal.
Unbelievable goal.
But it struck me they were wearing their Uruguay kit last night.
Yeah.
And it's an underused strip. I think looking at the Pelly film the other day, that light blue shirt with the white trim, the black shorts, and it's a good look. And I'm surprised more teams have you encountered any teams on a Sunday that wear Uruguay on?
No,
it's a good kit.
It's a very good idea.
It just doesn't get picked up. It always looks very good, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of those from that documentary. The you know, the Brazil Italy, it's just that's the most iconic. Just those two kits together on a pitch is a joy.
The 1970 footage is brilliant.
Obviously the Jofra Archers.
The Jofra Archers, of course, that would have to be a soap, wouldn't it? It's easier to put a little soap together. You have little cliffhangers.
Speaking from experience, it's not that easy to write an Archers based spin-off.
Oh, I know.
My experience, trying to sell, trying to ask Gary Lineker if he would run a Spinnaker shop. Actually, Gary was very keen to help out. There were only two people who turned down.
Yeah. Are you going to name names now?
One of them is on the show later.
Okay.
Who said, it's just not for me. And there was someone else who turned it down?
Right.
Have you worked out who that might be? He's coming up on the show later. Run through who's on the show. Adam Lafondra wasn't asked.
Was it the Moose?
It was the Moose. He turned down
it's
the
just not just, for
it's
me.
It's not for me.
I mean,
I'm
this
afraid.
Is a he'll do anything, the Moose. If the fact he wouldn't do that's
Gary Lineker said, yes, I'll run a Spinnaker shop.
That's a real slight on you.
It
if
it
the
really
Moose
was.
Says no to something, that is very rare.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It really was. That's where Leeds United. Club shop sells Ainsley Harriet endorsed couscous. Well, there you are. Who
with,
knew?
With a Leeds theme or not?
No, just Ainsley. Maybe they just thought it was a good idea.
Ah, one for over the kookaburra's nest. They could do that, says Kev. That's not a bad idea. Emma, probably not a real name, looking at the surname. She's gone for the Phil Tuffling cat on a hot tin roof, of course, but sadly Phil's not with us today. So anyway, you can keep them coming.
You can't have waiting for Paul Goddard. It's not a, it's a cricket-based
cricket.
Play.
What,
Peterson will throw that script straight back in
he
your face.
He won't do anything that's not cricket-related.
Absolutely.
Related.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
You remember Adam Lafondra at Bolton and at Reading especially, I'm sure. He's been doing a bit of globe-trotting. He has been playing in Sydney as Sam... I've done it again.
Close enough.
As Max said, he did rather well from what Max saw of the A-League. He's now in India and, it's going quite well. I think the team are at the top of the table. I think it could be a big game this weekend. But anyway, Adam Lafondra tells us more. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon, or good evening here anyway.
Oh, yeah. Have you been watching the cricket?
No, I've been getting friendly reminders from all the staff here, though. Yeah, we've been smashed, haven't we?
Yeah, we did. I don't even know where to start with the game, but yeah, we did get beaten. So, I was doing a little bit of research for our chat, and Sunday you've got quite a decisive match, haven't you?
Yeah, it's massive, really. It's pretty much winner takes all with the league. If we win the game, then we win the league. If we don't win the game, we don't win the league, pretty much. It's first v second, and, you know, winner takes all.
Who are you and who are the opponents?
Mumbai City versus Etigay Mohun Bagan, who overtook us 2 games ago. We've had a little bit of blip before the last game, and they overtook us and got a little lead on us. Then they slipped up, we pulled it back, and, you know, it's made it really interesting now coming into Sunday.
Yeah. And what's the level like? Are you sort of cut and dried, you know, the best player in your squad, or are you impressed with the quality around you?
I'd like to think I'm one of the better players, yeah, in the squad. I've been quite lucky, really. I've joined a really good squad here. You know, CFG are behind Mumbai City, and, you know, they've recruited really well. They've got a great coach here, and brought in some great foreigners as well alongside me, who helped me get the best out of me. And we've got some great young Indian players as well, which is obviously good for the league too.
You're a United fan, so what's it like pulling on the light blue of City?
Yeah, okay. You know, it is what it is. I prefer to be in red, but, you know, you don't pick after, you know, years of swapping shirts and stuff like that. You don't really get a choice in the colour.
Of course. What sort of prompted you, because you went out to Australia first, and I presume you had offers in the UK as well. And, you know, and it's interesting, I've watched quite a bit of the A-League, and, you know, I was just saying to Paul, you just, oh, look, there's, you know, Matt Derbyshire doing well, or, you know, Graham Dorans or something. What inspired you to go out there to try and make it over there?
Just to reinvigorate myself. I come to a point at Bolton where I see myself go into a little bit of a funk with football. Just, I wouldn't say depressed, but, you know, like just a bit of lull of English football. And I just thought, why not try something different? Reinvent myself, get the enthusiasm back. And the A-League certainly did that for me. I love my time out there. It was a great experience for me and my family. And, you know, I had a lot of success out there too, which was amazing. I seen you're a Western fan as well, aren't you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm a Western fan. Yeah. I was sent a shirt. I was given a shirt. So then that's just the team you have to follow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, as far as I can tell, all the teams in Melbourne are hopeless. You know, like bottom of the league. Yeah, I know.
They're Aussie rules. It's the Aussie rules part there, isn't it? Yeah. That's what it is. It's probably been quite tough, Adam, hasn't it, with everything that's been going on your own in India. You mentioned the family are in Australia, but I take it they're not with you in Mumbai, are they?
No, they went back to England at the end of last season in Australia. We came back to England for about 6 weeks, and then I came out to India on my own. You know, and it does have its own challenges of that, you know, obviously mental well-being, being away from a family from so long. And obviously I'm in a bubble in India at the moment, and it's just in a, you know, like a side of a hotel where we have all the team are in here, and we have all the things for us, but still it's, you get no break from anything, and you can't really, you know, sample real life. So we are sheltered. It is, you know, obviously great, but also it is mentally, you know, a struggle for us being away from our families for so long.
Have you got crowds back in now for the games?
No, not yet. I think the cricket have got the crowds.
Yeah, I mean, in Chennai and Ahmedabad they have. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe obviously not in Mumbai. Maybe it's sort of regional, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the semi-finals or the finals, I think the crowds are going to come back. I know obviously they've, like you say, in the cricket, they've come back over there. So I'm assuming, or I'm hoping, that the fans do come back, because, you know, I think we've had enough now of football without fans. Me definitely, you know, fans make the games, really.
And what's your plan? Is it to sort of try and play in as many leagues around the world? And it's different now with the bubbles and the pandemic, but when that's over, to sort of experience lots of different cultures before you hang your boots up?
Yeah and no, really. I'm just enjoying what I'm doing at the moment. I'm fighting for titles wherever I go. I'm scoring, you know, a lot of goals along the way, and, you know, that's something I love doing. I love scoring goals, and I love winning trophies now. I've got a thirst for that, so I'm just going to see where that takes me.
Nice one. Look, good to talk to you, Adam. Thanks very much for joining us. All the best.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys. See you.
There we are, Adam. Adam Lafondre over in Mumbai.
It's quite a refreshing thing football, to do, like you say, just find a new lease of life, and it's great to see it. And I mean, there's fans in Australia. You say all those players went out to Australia. There are fans there. The weather's great.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, why wouldn't you do it?
You've been to A League games when you've been over?
Yes.
I've watched soccer in Australia. I went in 1990 when I first went.
Yeah.
Frank Puskas was the coach of South Melbourne Hellas.
Yes, he was.
And I interviewed him. I was doing 90 Minutes magazine. I interviewed him. His English wasn't great, but you know, like talking about Pelé, it's Puskas, one of the greats. And his daughter was living in Melbourne, and he'd just gone over there to live, and they needed a coach, and they brought him in. But it was very different then. It was, you know, I tell you, sort of Sunshine Croatia and South Melbourne Hellas. It was very much, it was kind of the immigrant population of Australia and the teams that had been set up there.
It's really starting to grow and like fan base. You know, it takes years and years to get a fan base and a history and all those things, but it's starting to grow. Yeah. Danny says, can we have the cricket commentators act out the Shining, a ball-related pun, or glove, actually. And Dave...
Can't do the Shining at the moment, can you, really? I mean, we can't do the spinning anyway. You can probably... Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah.
Right, it's a banned play, isn't it? And Dave has given us a speech from Macbeth. Is this the arm ball I see before me?
That's nice.
Angle toward my hand. Come, let me touch thee. I hit thee not, but I see thee still. I think Adrian will be doing more of these on drive.
Yeah, I think there'll be definitely more of those. I mean, there's certain things like you can't say it's the Scottish play, but it's Dougie Brown or Mike Dinesh. Something you can't say. Don't say their names. It's bad luck. Don't say Dougie Brown.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
In a little piece the other day talking about Nigel Pearson's return to management.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed apropos of nothing in one of the pieces. It said Nigel Pearson, who once famously fought off a pack of wild dogs on a mountain.
Yes.
And then it goes on to talk about the role he'll have in the world of football.
Is that a subordinate clause? What is that? Whatever it is. It's a good one, though, isn't it?
It's a great bit of info, and it's something I'd forgotten. Are you aware of Nigel versus the Wild Dogs of the Carpathians?
Certainly discussed it.
Who are a great metal band, by the way.
They really were. I've discussed it before, but I'm very happy to be reacquainted with the details.
What happened was, when Nigel had this bit of en passe in his kind of career, he went travelling, and he's a man who likes to hike and walk, and he found himself in the Carpathians. Mountains. We don't know which region. They sort of stretch over bits of Eastern Europe, don't they, mainly, which is why George Hagi was called the Maradona of the Carpathians.
Absolutely,
possibly the worst ever nickname for a footballer ever.
It's better than the Croydon De Bruyne, isn't it?
I think it is better than the Croydon De Bruyne. Anyway, he's walking round, and then suddenly upon him in the Carpathian Mountains are a pack of wild dogs.
Do we know how many?
Five dogs.
Five dogs and one Pearson.
And then he says, and what they do is that one goes for you and the other circle around until one of them can bring you down, essentially to rip your throat out.
They're like velociraptors, aren't they?
They are.
The one you can see, but that's not the one that's going to get you.
What he did, do you know how Nigel escaped? He threw himself into a patch of brambles and nettles.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if he did this as some sort of what a way to go. At least I'm going to go in proper pain. Or he knew that the dogs wouldn't follow, but the dogs did not follow.
Is that the rule with the wild dog?
Well,
it doesn't go to, doesn't like being stung by a nettle.
Can't another
wild dog find a dock leaf for you? So you go in and rip Nigel Pearson's throat out. I'll get a dock leaf and some calming balm for
They did home in on him.
Right.
And then he sort of fought him off with a pole.
Okay.
And he said, I back myself against a tree. He said, I'll back myself against anybody. I'll certainly back myself against the tree.
It's no movement, the tree. It's good reach, the tree. But.
Yeah. So, I mean, wouldn't you want that manager? I mean, how often in a dressing room when they're 3-0 down at half-time, they say, look, don't let him get a fourth because he'll start doing the Carpathian Mountain stuff again. He'll start talking about the wild dogs. Because he must, I mean, as a manager, you'd bring it up, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
don't talk to me about having your back against the wall. Let me tell you what happened to me.
When City get drawn against Rovers as well, of course, in the FA Cup,
yeah,
and they say, you know, what have you, our manager, our manager fought off the Wild Dogs. What have you got?
What is your, yeah.
Because somebody texted the other day, I don't think we read it out, saying...
Joey's got a few stories.
Well, he does have a few stories, yes. But someone did text going, did Joey do his first... did he do his first press conference with a Bristolian accent?
Yeah, that's
which I quite
right.
liked. Very, very enjoyed good that one. I did ask him. I think I asked him. I did a show with Joey, and I'd never met Joey. Right. And I, you know, you sort of think, I don't know if you're going to get on or not. And, and we got on really well. And it took me an hour and a half, and then I had to say, I just want all I've been wanting to ask you. So we started at 6 a.m. and by 7:30, I said, come on, what was happening in Marseille? So same with Phil Brown. It took me about an hour before I said, is there a solarium in
It's the
house?
Elephant in the room. It's the pack of Wild Dogs in the Carpathia Mountains, isn't it, really?
Sometimes
you just have to get round to it.
You have to ask the question.
Well, any City players, ask the gaffer. Ask the gaffer what happened to him in the mountains with the Wild Dogs, and he'll give you a chapter and verse. He'll probably bring that. I didn't bring that to life. The man was there.
Yeah,
he experienced it. That's, you want it from the source. Anyway,
it's a relative clause. Oh yeah, says Jonathan in Middlesbrough. Not a
this is the
clause.
Level of listenership exactly, we've got.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Time then for the birthday spread. 10 birthdays. Myself and Max have to try and guess. There'll be a margin of error that builds, and the one with that shortest margin of error, the one that is closer to the 10 birthdays,
also known as Paul.
Well, no, it has been so far, but I think your luck could change today. Each birthday comes with a gilt edge gag. Jacobs joins us. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Max.
Good afternoon.
I'm very happy.
Enjoying the cricket?
I'm not very happy. No, I'm very angry about it.
Do you want to
very, very angry.
Caller gone again. Give you about 30 seconds.
The worst thing we could ever have done was win the first test. So then they felt they had to produce pitches that could only guarantee that they would win. And then the latest one is a disgrace. It's a disgrace to cricket. It's a disgrace to Test cricket. There's no point. Next week, it'll be 500 play, 600. It'll be the absolute road because they're 2-1 up now. There's no point playing. They're good enough to beat us anyway. There's absolutely no point playing sport if you're going to do stuff like this. Next time they come over here, we're going to have to pitch 6 inches of grass on each pitch. It's pathetic.
Was there a joke? Was there a joke in there? I haven't got the age.
Is this the
birthday
Harold,
spread?
Is this
21.
Virat Kohli, 31. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so you can invent a little bit more tomorrow when you're here. So Jeff Peters is going to be keeping score, as always. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, we're not bad. It was a stewards after last week. Andy, I think, you've scaled back the sound effects to allow you to tune into the scoring. Is that right?
There was such a debrief in the birthday spread WhatsApp group.
Oh, yeah.
That would be Andy.
Basically, when Andy speaks, I terrified listen.
It's a good job. I'll tell you what, it was a good job he didn't do it this week because after the cricket, it could have gotten quite nasty. But anyway, it's as simple as that. You can play along at home. You just got to join us in guessing the 10 birthdays and try and do it in as least amount of years as possible over the 10. Take it away, Pele.
And it's very, very... Hello, Pele.
Joe's going to kick very, off today. Very, a loser kicks off.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, Kevin says, I've got £1 on you this week. Max, don't let me down. Every dog has its day. Brent says, Max, please behave. Not sure I can handle the stress. Birthday spread. Here we go.
Go on, then.
I wonder if the birthday spread is going to feature in that film about Pele.
we've seen it. It's not in the first edit. Maybe it'll be in the second edition, in the DVD extras. Okay.
Anyway, very happy birthday to the singer, Howard Jones. Howard Jones.
Yeah.
Who can forget his smash hit single about the loss of form of the former German international Torsten Frings? Yes, Frings can only get better.
Oh, yeah, nice. Okay, yeah.
We're in a terrible...
That wasn't Howard Jones, was it? Things can only get better.
Well, it was. I'm afraid it was.
Was it? Yep.
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought it was
D-Ream.
D-Ream.
Yeah, well, there were two versions.
Two different versions.
What Mr. Parry is trying to say about...
He's looking forward rather than back.
Can I guess how old D-Ream's version is? Because I'm not really...
Howard Jones.
This is a terrible start to the birthday spread.
Go on, Max.
No.
Howard Jones.
I'm looking in your eyes for clues.
Go on, Max.
71.
I don't think he's quite as old as that.
Oh, no.
He's probably about 60.
He's very, well, you're in the middle. He's 66.
Oh, okay. That's not. I could have been a lot worse.
Could have been a lot worse.
I undercooked it. I didn't know who he was.
So Max is in the lead, 5 plays 6.
Oh, wow. OK. Oh, okay.
Well, Craft
really? Good. That good start,
been,
Max.
Could have been a disaster.
All right.
Good start. Let's carry on now with somebody Max may well be familiar with. It's the actress Tuppence Middleton. Middleton. And I know her cousin, actually. He's a really terrible footballer. To Bob Middleton.
Yeah, okay, nice. Tuppence, do you know Tuppence Middleton?
I do not know Tuppence Middleton.
Tupple Middleton.
Tupple Middleton.
That's what his mates call him.
So Tupple, basically, yeah. Max, you don't know anybody. You don't know young people. You don't know old people.
I don't
people.
Know. Yeah. I know. It's been a real sort of sad. This whole thing is sad for me, Andy.
Is Tuppence Middleton about 36, I'm going to go.
All right, okay. I'll go 34.
Max's weak. She's 34.
Oh, Max is just sneaked
in. I didn't even know it was a woman, but there you go. Yeah, okay. Well,
what's the score?
8-5, Max in the lead.
Wow, okay. Yeah,
okay. The Part great, the legendary.
Now. Yeah.
The legendary actor. Very happy birthday to Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier.
Oh, he's made many great films, hasn't he? But for me, there are none better than his Oscar-winning mystery about an evening meal at the house of a former Indian wicketkeeper. Yes, guess who's coming to Dinesh Kartik?
Oh, wow.
Sidney Poitier. I would have had Sidney Poitier leaving this wonderful planet about 40 years ago.
Wow. So, yeah. I bet he's... Happy birthday, Sid. Cheers.
I'm listening.
Sorry, Sidney.
He would have missed the Soccer 8 Emmys, yeah. The Wonder Years.
He would have missed the Wonder Years.
Oh, Sidney Poitier was a big fan. Yeah. I'm not sure Sidney was in the demographic, the target audience. Anyway,
Sidney Poitier is 84.
Oh, I think Sidney's up. Big Sid's older than that. He's got about 95, hasn't he?
Well done, Paul. He's 94.
Oh, game on.
So, Paul, 9, Max, 15.
Oh, I would have said older if you hadn't all laughed when I said I thought he was dead. He's 95. Anyway,
I thought it would be our fault. Go on, take it away, Andy.
Yeah. The fine actor, Dennis Waterman.
Okay.
It's his birthday today. Dennis loves his charity football, but he sprained his ankle really badly in one of the games. But he was okay after I suggested the right treatment. Ice could be so good for you.
And he even...
Why did I find that so funny?
I don't know. You're a bit hysterical, I think. He held the tune, which he doesn't normally. Dennis Waterman, 72, Andy. What do you think, Max?
I've written 73.
Okay, fair enough.
Honestly, Max, have you been cheating? He's 73.
No, Max, I don't think he would cheat. I mean, he'd do a lot of things. He's desperate to win this, but I don't think he'd cheat. It's not in his makeup. That's not the man.
I really believe in honesty in radio features.
What's the score, Jeff?
The Encyclopedia of Celebrity Birthdays.
Well, it's a second direct hit for Max Rushton today. So he's on 15. Paul is one out for the second time, and he is on 10.
Okay, fair enough.
Both players playing very well. Yeah. And here we go. Yes, it's another actress. It's Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning. Oh, yeah. She's recently gone into the metal smelting business with the legendary world's most travelled keeper. Yes, it's Lutz Fanning Steel.
Goodness me. Oh, Dakota Fanning, what do you think?
Absolutely no idea.
Go on, go for it.
You know, don't put the pressure on.
Okay, yeah, no, I just this is a kind of T20 format because we're off at 4.
Sort of mind game. We're off at 4.
Give me time to.
I mean,
I'm trying to the back of my brain to find out.
You're discovering what happens when Paul's actually losing. Yeah. It all gets a bit edgy.
I'm winning. I think you're fine.
Paul is winning. Not winning by enough. It'll be like Pep going. We weren't Pep. It'll be like Pep going. Just we didn't finish them off. We weren't good enough up front today. I know we've won by 100 points, and it's our 10th straight win against Max, but I'm not happy. Dakota Fanning is, I haven't got a clue, 41.
I think she's a bit younger than that, Dakota. Was she about 25?
27.
Oh,
Max.
I'm sorry, Andy.
She's younger than you. How can you not know Dakota Fanning?
I just don't know who Dakota Fanning is.
Okay.
Who's Dakota? Somebody help me.
So Paul is 2 out. Max is 14 out.
What's the score?
It's now 12-29.
Okay.
You're in trouble now. Okay. It's the football pundit and fine former player, Eni Aluko. Happy birthday to Eni. Yeah. And she's been involved in a wonderful community project with pensioners who support West Ham.
Oh, yeah.
Eni Old Irons.
Of course.
Of course it is, yeah.
Eni, was she is what? Probably about 37, 36. I'm going to go what you think.
I've written 32.
Okay, I just because she's played and she's working. I don't know. I thought I've probably have made her two. She doesn't look it. I'd like to point out.
She's in the middle. 34.
Oh, okay, we haven't upset her. That's good. So what's the score, Jeff?
Both two out. 14 plays 31. Paul with a 17-point lead.
Come on.
Yeah, there's some bigger ones to come along. But meanwhile, it's Leighton Hewitt, the tennis player.
Leighton Hewitt. You should know this. Fine
collection of Ming Dynasty porcelain that I really love. I've also had a soft spot for Leighton Orient.
Oh, that's nice.
So I wasn't listening to the joke because I was trying to think how old Leighton Hewitt was.
I know you were. Like,
that's why you lose him. Now we get to the sort of dog rounds.
How old is Leighton Hewitt? Yeah. How old is he? Is he older than me or younger than me?
Okay, so we've got an inner dialogue. Do you want a bit of echo on that?
Yeah,
what am I doing with my life? I used to be on the telly, you know. Then we're going to a dream sequence. It could have been all so different. Like
Paul's trying to make a good radio program. I just want to think how old
Leighton Hewitt is.
He's 37.
I think he's a bit older than that. Not much. Probably 40, I'd go. What's Leighton Hewitt?
40.
Oh, there he is.
Okay. 40 is. What's the score, Jeff?
Oh, well.
Well, there's 20 between them now. Paul, 14, doing ever so well after seven rounds. Max on 34.
Okay, the good news, Max, is that the next three birthdays are people you haven't heard of. You won't know what their age is. Could be anything. Okay, so that gives you a bit of a chance.
Okay.
It's number 8 on the list. It's Professor Francis Corner. Professor Francis Corner, Warden of Goldsmiths, University of London, Head of College of London Fashion. London College of Fashion, Professor Francis Corner. And when he was a student there, William tried to arrange for her to be kidnapped, but he never could take a corner.
Hey, there were no years built into that anywhere there. There was just
no. I thought I'd leave it a bit open.
Oh, okay. Well,
make it sporting.
This could be a very volatile section. So fasten your seatbelts.
Okay,
as much as you can when people are shouting out birthdays. I'd say he's 84. What do you think, Max?
Oh, okay. 62.
Oh, now this could be a game changer. What's the score?
It is, because Professor Francis Corner is 62.
Oh!
Oh,
no way!
Look at this. Are we smelling a rat, Jeff?
I don't know. It's a third direct hit for Max. So Paul is 22 out. So Paul now on 36. Max on 34. I just wonder whether Francis Corner might have gone into the yoghurt business with Gerd Muller, but never mind.
Oh, that's nice. See, that's
know your place. Know your place, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm doing the scores next week.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't say that.
You can spend 2 days writing these terrible jokes.
So what's the score, Jeff?
36, Paul. 34, Max.
Oh wow. What a game.
You looked at me like I'm not cheating.
I just looked
Paul.
You in the eye. I looked like the way that Larry David looks people
like,
in the
you
eyes.
You were like Joe Root wagging the finger at the umpire.
I was. It was a Shakarana moment. Oh. Okay, here we go. Keep going.
Okay, birthday number 9. It's a happy birthday to the writer Trevor Fishlock. And Nigel Botherway is very keen to get school children to read Trevor's books. We've got to get more kids into Fishlock.
Okay, very lovely impression.
Fishlock, it's me, isn't it?
Yes, you.
Trevor Fishlock.
Not treasure. Fishlock.
He's a great treasure of mine.
Trezor Gay Fishlock.
I treasure his friendship. Yeah. He is 58.
I think that Big Trev is 75.
Oh, he's 80.
Oh no.
So we go down to the wire.
It was so close for a second.
So wait, it still is. So what's the scores?
Paul is 5 out. Max is 22 out on that one. So it's Paul 41, Max 56. There is 15 points going into the final one.
And I go first this time.
You go first.
Which is good, isn't it?
There's no date on this, so it could be anything. It's the abstract artist and president of the Royal Academy of Arts, Rebecca Salter.
Yeah.
Has just gone into the potato crisp manufacturing business with Wolves defender Ruben Vinagre.
Yes.
Choice of flavours is limited.
Yeah, that's right.
Rebecca Salter.
58.
Okay.
I'm going.
Okay, that's a good... I think you've guessed well there.
You know, you've got to have to be volatile, aren't you? You've got to be 15. You've got to be 16 off of 58, basically.
Right.
So you're going 42, aren't you?
Yeah, or I'm going older.
Yeah, but I still haven't worked it out, clearly.
What did you say, 58?
Did I say 58, Jeff? I did, didn't I?
You did,
yeah, 58. Go on.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was I, 15, out, did you say?
Yeah, well, you want to be 16 to win it. If you want to draw it, great, it suits me.
42.
She's 50. No, she's not. She is, in fact, 66.
Oh, it was a good guess. Oh,
it was a good guess. Yeah. Well done.
So, well, what a competition, though. I mean, it went right down. What was the final score, Jeff?
Well, Max was in the lead with 2 rounds to go, and then the wheels yet again fell off on the last two. So Paul was 8 out. Max was 24 out. So it's finished. Paul 49, Max 80. Oh. It's 8 wins in a row the reigning, undisputed birthday spread champion, Paul Hawksby.
What I've realised is, as I said to you on the WhatsApp group, let me believe that exists.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure to have the best seat in the house, to be this close to greatness at the birthday spread. That's what it is. You know, this is Gareth says it comes to something when the highlight of my week is the birthday spread. Sat in the van, waiting to hear the outcome. Max being Bob on with 62. Made my week. Thank you, Gareth. Listen, next week I will pull out the bat. I'll do my very best.
You'll always have Francis week. Corner. Whatever happens.
always have Francis Corner.
A very Spursy end there from Max, says Dickie.
3 direct hits and you still didn't win. That's unlucky.
That's the nature of the game.
Yeah.
Hope you played along at home and possibly did better than us.
I'm so worn out after that.
Yeah, you look quite spent. You have to be led from the studio like James Brown.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Max, you're back with me next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
But you're back on Saturday with Charlie and Sunday with Barry, of course.
Correct. I need 24 hours at least to come to terms with that birthday spread.
What are your Sunday hours?
Sunday hours, 2 till 4 at the moment. Okay. Yeah, we sometimes take calls.
Oh, wow.
It's very Barry, really.
You did last
public.
Week.
We
happy West Ham fans and annoyed Tottenham fans.
So, well, we might do that. But look, next week, I promise, I'll just work on the birthday spread.
I think you've got to relax. You need to relax. And
I'm like Johnny Best. I'm out in the middle.
You need to maybe we should have a week off and you can regroup. No, we'll do it all again next week. If you can, listen to more often one with the clips of the week, etc. Andy will be with me. Great. If not, the podcast will be available around 5.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.